I'd like to introduce our 10-minute speaker, Sharon Oh from SLO.
Hello, my friends. I'm Sharon Oh, an alcoholic. Thank you for inviting me to speak. Thank you for all of my friends who have come out here that I've met in AA. So my story is a simple one. I'm an alcoholic. I drank alcoholically. I don't think from the get-go because I have this control issue. I was born and raised in San Francisco and to a wonderful in a wonderful family. I'm one of five. Three of us have the disease of isms. And I didn't start drinking until I was 13 or 14. When I went to a liquor store, I bought up then, and we went to the park and we drank. And I didn't drink that much because I have this other issue. I have a learning disability, and I really wanted to focus on my studies. And in focusing on my studies, I couldn't do the drinking. I knew that. I liked it, but I knew I couldn't do it. And that's how my life and my drinking progressed. I'd reward myself with a drink, but the drinking really got me when I was about 28 years old. I started becoming a daily drinker. I had met this man, and that group was drinking, and I drank. I had gotten a job teaching, and I never drank on during the weekdays. I kept it to the weekends. Well, it rolled right into the weekends. Fast forward, I married that man, and I became a daily drinker. In that early marriage, after 2 years of being married, I had a child. While I was pregnant, I stopped the drinking. I just said I couldn't do it to another human being. I can do it to myself. I can hurt myself with the alcohol. And I knew what alcoholism was. I was teaching at-risk youth in the county, and I saw what alcohol did to them, but it wasn't going to do it to me. I knew that. And so what happened was I started drinking after my son was born. Daily. I'd go to work, I'd go to the liquor store, I'd drive the long way home. Daily. After 2 years, I got pregnant again. I stopped the drinking. Had the child, started drinking more and more and more. And it didn't stop. It was, I needed it. It was controlling me. I varied my stores that I bought my liquor at. But really, that was the end. I can remember one time when I was driving the back way home, and my father, who had died when I was 18, appeared to me, and he said, "Hey, Cher, something's got to stop." Took my coffee cup full of beer, and I swigged it, and I hit my clove cigarette. "Yeah, Dad, I gotcha. Something's going to happen." Very soon after that, I was in a car accident. My fault. I was under the influence. I had my daughter in the car. I got a DUI with a child endangerment, and I was taken to jail. 4 hours in jail, I fell to my knees, and I asked God. And this was not the first time I asked God to help me. I said, "God, get me off this merry-go-round of life. I'm too tired. I'm too tired." God said, "Go to rehab." I went to a counselor for an issue that my son has. And the counselor had asked, "Is there any drug or alcohol problems?" And as a good student, my hand raised, and I said, "I'm a full-blown alcoholic. I drink every single day." Walking into these rooms was really tough, because as I sit here, I know some of you guys are my students from the past, because I was teaching for 26 years, at that time 13 years, and I didn't want to be humiliated. I didn't want my ego to be crushed by any of you or your parents. And so it took me about 4 weeks to get into a program to stop the drinking completely. And I walked in, and I asked for help. And I said, "I just need your help for a little bit because I'm going to rehab." So a beautiful man, Tom said to me, "Keep coming back, sweetheart. We love you." And I don't, I've been told I've been loved all my life, but from a strange man to tell me that he loves me and it's going to work, I believed him. I went to rehab down in Santa Barbara at Cottage Hospital, 28 days away from my kids. That was the worst time of my life, I think. And ever since getting sober, I haven't picked up a drink since. My sobriety date is February 7th, 2005. I have a sponsor. She has a sponsor. I have a number of sponsees. And I work this program to the best of my ability. I've worked the steps every single year with a group of women. I've worked it one-on-one with a sponsor. The steps have set me free. The steps have taught me that I can do anything because God is walking with me. And I don't know where my God was. I grew up in a religious home, but I know that that God that I grew up with is not the same God I have here. Because the God that I have here right now is in each one of you. And I need to do the 12 step and I need to reach out my hand and I need to say, "Hi, I'm Sharon and I'm an alcoholic." I've got to tell you this little story. After I got out of rehab, I went to pick my daughter up at Sun and Fun after school program. And she looks at me and she hasn't seen me for 2 weeks. And she yells across the room, "My mommy's here, she's an alcoholic." And I yelled back, "In recovery." You never know where the message of God is going to come from. With my little one at five, I'm so blessed. You guys have helped me raise my kids. And the message, I was crazy when I was out there drinking. I was running around doing everything. That was my daughter. My son, I'm 6 months sober, and I'm doing you parents know all the work that you have to do when your kid enrolls in school. And I'm thinking, what am I going to sign up for? And my son says, "Mommy, why do you always have to be the queen of volunteering?" And I had to take a step back because, that all that volunteering that I had done got me to drinking because I had put too much on my plate or things weren't going my way. So not that I don't volunteer, but I really choose what I volunteer for. And usually it's always an AA event because you guys have taught me how to live life sober. That marriage did not work out, and that's... As I can look at it now, God put us together to make these two beautiful children. Both my children text me today. My daughter was concerned about this tattoo that she's going to get on her arm. But she asked me, and that's a big thing. That's a big thing. She still wants me to be a part of her life. My son texts me just to say his job was going well. I mean, that is the best thing that I could ask for, is that communication with others I can do today. Because I'd be drinking and I'd be thinking I was communicating with you, but I was not when I was out there. I was not being honest and open about who I was and how I was supposed to be. Life is good. I got married to a wonderful AA man at the beginning of this month. We had been dating for 8 years, and that marriage is just, it's AA. It's what we do in AA, and the promises have come true, and I'm absolutely blessed because I've gotten to know a lot of you guys, and you've given it to me. You've given it to me. It's not my work. It's your work, and God's in you, so God's doing the work. So I thank you very much.